Video: 66-year-old woman fatally stabbed nearly 20 times on Atlanta train. By Amy Furr on June 1, 2026. A 66-year-old woman was violently stabbed nearly 20 times on a MARTA train Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia, and died during the attack. 11 Alive cited arrest warrants regarding the incident involving the suspect, 25-year-old John Elijah Matthews, who has been charged with the elderly woman's murder, the outlet reported Monday. The brutal attack happened as the train was approaching the Oakland City station around 11:30 a.m. The suspect and the victim, Margaret Swan, reportedly did not communicate prior to the incident and Swan was sitting alone. However, Matthews approached the woman, allegedly took out a knife, and cut her throat. The warrants then describe Swan screaming and trying to get up from her seat, as Matthews held her and committed the stabbing. He was then seen on the CCTV cameras throwing Swan to the floor and standing near her until the train arrived at the Oakland City station. Less than 2 minutes later, the Alive article read. Matthews, who authorities said does not have an address or phone number, then exited the train still holding the knife as officers arrived at the scene. Several witnesses saw the attack unfold and watched as police arrested the suspect near the train. Meanwhile, emergency crews tried to save the victim's life but were unsuccessful, according to Fox 5. Video footage showed a man wearing an orange shirt on the ground just outside the train as an officer approached him. Another person appeared to be yelling at the police officer. It was unclear if the suspect and victim knew one another, and MARTA, Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, said in a statement, "This appears to be a senseless act of violence, and our thoughts are with the victim's loved ones and those who witnessed this horrific incident." Another video clip showed blood on the floor of the train as well as what appeared to be the victim's body. Warning: graphic video. MARTA also said, "We understand the concern and fear incidents like this can cause for those who ride and work on the MARTA system. MARTA police are actively investigating and remain committed to the safety and security of our riders and employees." According to Atlanta News First, MARTA has been trying to clean up its stations before the World Cup, but community members told the outlet more security is needed now.